This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Season 6, is presented once again by Hooters. And if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area like me, that's the original Hooters brand. Of course, Hooters was born in Clearwater, Florida. You not only have the original location in Clearwater, but the original Hooters brand is throughout the Tampa Bay area, double-digit locations, and the newest one they want me to tell you about is in Odessa. It is just a minute west of the Suncoast Parkway. It is an enormous location. It has a wonderful outdoor patio. 16070 State Road 54. Again, the new Odessa location of Hooters is 16070 State Road 54, just a little west of the Suncoast Parkway, one of the faster growing areas in the greater Tampa Bay area. So I totally understand why Hooters put this new look, big location up in Odessa. Some call it Trinity, like me, on the way to Fox Hollow Golf Club from the Suncoast Parkway. And hey, for any of the original Hooters locations, you have an easy online ordering option. If you want to go that route, you just visit originalhooters.com. You'll see the orange icon in the upper right-hand corner that says order. Click that, and you are off and running. It's very easy to do. My thanks to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are organizing Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast leagues for draft purposes as we speak. I am soliciting players, whether you have played previously in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League or not. Now would be the time to reach out to me. Email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Introduce yourself. Obviously, I'll have your email address. I need your full name. Tell me what city you live in. It needs to be in the greater Tampa Bay area, unless you are willing to drive in for a draft from outside the greater Tampa Bay area. It is a requirement that you physically attend any of our drafts. It makes me happy. It makes our hosts happy. It makes our sponsors happy. There is no charge to play in a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. And last year, for the first time, thanks to the generous nature of Sean Sullivan, the general manager of Bill Curry Ford, which hosted the draft, Robert Wright won our podcast league last year. It was his second time winning, but the first time he won a $1,000 check from Bill Curry Ford. So again, if you're interested in playing, introduce yourself to me via toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Tell me a little about yourself and also tell me your fantasy football experience. It is not required, but I want you to tell me why you want to play fantasy football for the first time. And if you've been following along, you know, I'm happy to have players play fantasy football for the first time in a podcast league. Mike Lentz, who is very instrumental in Papa John's of Tampa Bay and their involvement with Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Mike Lentz had never played fantasy football before, jumped in a podcast league, and he's gotten better every year. Ira Kaufman, the sage, Tampa Bay's Hall of Fame voter, had never played in a fantasy football league before. He's been playing every year. He gets better every year. Sean Sullivan from Bill Curry Ford had never done it. He learned some lessons last year, namely, don't pick so many rookies. They are tougher to predict than established players. So, yeah, I'm open to the fact that if you haven't played fantasy football before, we could make room for you. Excuse me. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. This podcast, I just want to talk, as I did on the previous podcast, some things that happened last year. And past performance is no guarantee of future performance, but it's the most recent sample. And based on my modernized standardized scoring, I talked about in the previous podcast how the top 10 overall players last year were quarterbacks and how those top 10 ran for a combined 48 touchdowns and the importance of having a top producing fantasy quarterback. I didn't tell you to draft one in the first round. Just you cannot wait as long as you used to wait 2, 3, 4 years ago. You can't do that anymore. Even though the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th best fantasy performers last year in my league were 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th overall, minimum 100 plus points below the number 5 quarterback. So number 11, 12, and 13 overall, after that top 10 of quarterbacks, which again was Allen, Mahomes, Murray, Rodgers, Watson were the top 5. We know, if we are fantasy inclined fantasy veterans, the value of running backs in fantasy football is significantly more than the actual value to NFL teams. I've talked about this on the Todd Wright Toddcast. I'm starting to come around to, I'll just run it down for you. So last year, the Bucs sort of shuffled through Ronald Jones, Leonard Fournette. excuse me. They didn't have a consistently strong, productive running game. They won the Super Bowl. Previous year, the Kansas City Chiefs did not have a consistently productive running game. Previous year, Sony Michel had an off year for the New England Patriots. Granted, he had the only touchdown of Super Bowl 53, but the Patriots won the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 52. I challenge you, if you're not an Eagles fan, name those Eagles running backs from that Super Bowl 52 winning team. You know, names like Clement, Ajayi, not one big name. You know, not someone that you can rely on as a fantasy starter. You go back to Super Bowl 51. Granted, back then the Patriots, they got a lot out of the backfield from James White, but it's not like they had a very strong running game. Super Bowl 50, which was the Denver victory over the Carolina Panthers. Same thing. It wasn't like there was, I don't have much memory of a standout performance by a running back that was Peyton Manning and the Denver defense doing what needed to be done. So there's the impact of having the big time running back. I don't think it's necessary in the current NFL to win a Super Bowl. Just because I look at the last handful of Super Bowl teams and I don't really see one. I'm not saying that Fournette and Jones or Williams the previous year for Kansas City weren't meaningful, but the passing game, the defensive play was more important than having that go-to bell cow big time running back. And Alvin Kamara was the number one running back in fantasy football last year, according to my modernized standardized scoring. He finished 11th overall. So he finished behind 10 quarterbacks. So as good as Alvin Kamara was, and even with the week 16 Alvin Kamara Christmas miracle, he finished 11th overall. 11th. And Kamara had a really good year. I was one of those who inaccurately faded him and didn't want to touch him in my fantasy draft because of what had happened the previous year. I was wrong. There was, in my league, no more productive running back than Alvin Kamara throughout the regular season and into the playoffs. He was number one, and he finished number 11 overall in fantasy. I'm not drawing a correlation between what we watch on the field and your favorite team, getting to the Super Bowl and what it means in fantasy football. Running backs mean more in fantasy football than they mean to winning Super Bowls. I just found it interesting how so many more quarterbacks had higher point totals than the top running back. 10 quarterbacks outscored Alvin Kamara, even with a 6-touchdown performance in championship week. Overall, number 12 was Dalvin Cook, who had a huge year. Overall, number 13 was Derrick Henry, who annually has big years. So Kamara had accounted for, 21 touchdowns? I forget if this is overall or just rushing. 21. I have Cook for 17 touchdowns, Henry for 15 touchdowns. So the top three running backs last year combined for 53 touchdowns. And I wrote these numbers down at the end of last season, so I apologize. But the 21, the 17, and the 15 is either their rushing touchdown number or their tandem offense total touchdown number. So if you had one of those big three, you were very happy overall with their production. So there's still a lot of value if you pick the right guy in getting the big time running back, because as we've talked about in recent years, the drop off is significant between the RB1s and the RB2s. And actually what we're starting to see last year, there was a pretty good drop-off between the top three RB1s and then the next group of RB1s. Let me lay this out. So I already told you that the top three running backs were Kamara, Cook, and Henry last year. And this is, again, based on my modernized standardized scoring, which really doesn't impact running backs that much. Other than I do play standard scoring, I've never played PPR other than in DraftKings. So then you had four more quarterbacks. Then you had the next two, the next two non-quarterbacks were wide receivers. And then Kelsey, we'll get to that in another podcast. But there was an obvious gap between Kamara, Cook, and Henry and their overall point production in 2020 to the next group of RB1s. In order, the next running backs filling out the top 10, if we're just going based on running back, where Kamara was number one, Cook was two, Henry was three. The number four producing running back was James Robinson, which, as I've talked about on the Todd Wright Toddcast, separate podcast, the first sign this Urban Meyer thing isn't going to work was that the first draft pick he had to think about, he used on a running back, even though it was his strongest position. You had a first-year guy who produced big numbers for you on a shitty team, and you're drafting a running back with your first pick you have to put any thought into. To me, that just shows Urban's going to fail. So Robinson was four, RB4. Jones was five, Green Bay. Montgomery was six. I mean, this was, look, I'm not saying it was a secret, but it was the quietest RB6 I can remember in a long time for Chicago. Taylor from Indy was seven. Jacobs for the Raiders was eight. Now he has Kenyon Drake there and has people wondering. And then both Browns. I mean, this was a theme of the fantasy podcast last year. If you have a Brown running back, you play him. You know, there were some that were afraid, you know, to touch Chubb because of Hunt. You know, Hunt finished RB9, Chubb finished RB10, and Chubb missed, a month due to injury and still was a top 10 running back and just very, very consistent. You know, one of my themes on this podcast is you want guys who are going to touch the ball. Think about how much Kamara, Cook, Henry, Robinson, Jones in Green Bay, Montgomery last half of the season, Taylor, Indy. He had some injuries too. He had a few weeks there where it was like, what's going on here? And Wilkins put up amazing numbers, but Taylor's numbers overall were really good. RB7, Jacobs, we didn't doubt his touches. And that guy just plays hard and plays hurt. I guess by bringing in Drake, they're trying to make sure Jacobs doesn't take as much of a pounding. And then there was Hunt, and then there was Chubb. So those were your top 10 running backs. But look, they're all RB1s. I mean, Chubb at 10, even injured, getting to 10 shows he's an RB1. And I'm a big fan of Kevin Stefanski in Cleveland. I'm starting to think, you know, sometimes when an assistant leaves, you realize that the head coach wasn't that good. It was one of the assistants that got him to that point. Like I've always said about that Chicago Bear team that went to the Super Bowl, it wasn't loser Lovey Smith. It was Ron Rivera. Rivera left and Lovey never got back. Lovey hasn't done shit since. It's been 15 years at any level. I'm starting to think Stefanski leaving Minnesota, that Stefanski was the guy who had them in a position to compete for a Super Bowl, not Mike Zimmer. So Chubb's an RB1. And granted, he was injured or he would have been higher. Point being, you had a pretty big gap points-wise between Kamara, Cook, and Henry, and then that next group of seven. So is it exact? No. You know, I've taken Henry every year. I actually traded him last year after Dak went down because I just needed to hit the reset button, and I needed a productive quarterback who was going to put up some numbers, as we talked about on a previous podcast. And Henry, via some channels, was going to be able to get me where I needed to be in putting my team together after I lost. You know, Dak was the number one producer of fantasy points at the time that he broke his foot. So I had to use my best player to get as much as I could, and I used some other players to do that as well. But yeah, there's still a gap between the RB1s and the RB2s that you need to draft early, but some RB1s are going to produce at a very high elite level, and some aren't. You know, I know there were a lot of questions about Ezekiel Elliott last year, and most of you know I'm a Cowboys fan. Zeke's offensive line isn't what it used to be. And I'm still not convinced it's much better this year. You know, the Cowboys used their first six draft picks on defense. Probably could have benefited them to use one or two on that offensive line. I'm not optimistic. Granted, having Dak back helps Elliott. Once Dak was gone, Elliott was a sitting duck. So, and as a result, Elliott didn't even finish in the top 10 of running backs in fantasy football. But there are some numbers from last year about where the top three were and how they were behind the top 10 running backs, and then a big gap before you get to RB 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we have questions, you know, about, we don't have a lot of questions about whether Hunt's going to produce with Chubb or Chubb with Hunt. But are we sure James Robinson's going to produce based on the rookie from Clemson being there? We have questions about Jacobs producing now that Kenyon Drake is going to be there. You can raise questions about Montgomery. And granted, it's the same offense, it's the same head coach, but you've got new quarterbacks there now. So plenty of questions there. It's just interesting to me. Running back is more important now in fantasy football because you got to get guys who are going to produce for you and consistently give you that, you know, the production at RB1 and hopefully at RB2. But it's more important than it actually is for it's more important to you to win a fantasy championship than it is for coaches to win a Super Bowl, at least based on who the running backs have been on the last four or five Super Bowl rosters. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Their newest location in the greater Tampa Bay area is in Odessa, 16070 State Road 54. And for easy online ordering, visit originalhooters.com. Just click the orange icon in the upper right that says order and take it from there. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you want to play in a podcast league, email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Talk to you next time.